Dear Saddleback family, it's easy to get caught up in the rush of Christmas. We want to fill our calendars with memory-making activities and check off all the to-do lists of shopping, wrapping, Christmas lights looking, and the like. None of those things are wrong. But when we forget that we already have the greatest gift we'll ever need, Jesus, we can quickly lose sight of who we are and what Christmas means. Anne Voskamp said, I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. While we still struggle in the now, rejoicing in the Lord can happen right now. From the family tree of God, struggling, suffering, and joy are two arteries of the same heart beating in all of us. Whether this is a season of profound joy or profound grief, God meets us in these places. Are there places in your life where you doubt God is present? Your family? Your kids? Your job? Your finances? What if we started believing right now that God is going to be in that place? Regardless of how you're feeling this week as Christmas approaches, God is right there with you. And He's already given you His greatest gift. We love you, Saddleback family. Dear David, Merry Christmas, Saddleback Lake Forest. We are really excited to welcome special guest Paul David Tripp to help continue to prepare our hearts with a message entitled, Christmas is for Everyone, this weekend. Then next week our Christmas Eve services begin on Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. As I mentioned last weekend, not only do you not want to miss a celebration fit for the King of Kings, you'll also want to be on time. Trust me on this. Speaking of times, you can find and pass along a full listing of Lake Forest service times here. Oh, and you'll also want to break out the jackets, scarves, blankets, footy pajamas or whatever else keeps you warm and cozy. It won't just look a lot like Christmas, it will feel like Christmas as well with the walls of our indoor/outdoor worship center open to ensure we keep everyone safe with great ventilation. We'll do our part by having all the hot coffee, cocoa, and tea on hand as well. And of course, please feel free to wear a mask if you feel more comfortable doing so. We want everyone to feel right at home celebrating Emmanuel, God with us, together after not being able to do so last year. Our entire staff and volunteer team can't wait to see you in the coming days. Merry Christmas to you and yours, David.